and you put that in there, so it'll come up straight through his foot and not go back on that way where it's quick, you see, you nail around the edges.
Oh, this is what you call a quick.
Yeah, quick part under there, you see.
Under
it's cupped up like that, you see, and you want the nail to come out away from that center of, the frog of his foot where it's quick.
I see.
Yeah, I put the shoes on some horses. It's an awful hard job, especially if that horse don't be still and behave like they're doing it.
You mentioned putting something on a scaffold. Oh, your wife drying
fruit. Yeah.
Is a scaffold
made like that? We call them show horses. You make them put a post over there and one over here and one over there and one over here and put a 2x4 between them and nail them to them, you see, and they'll stand up, you see, having a leg over there and one over here, bracing to stand up. And I used to set them out beside my wagon when I wanted to haul poles or rail or something. I'd come out there and take my wagon bed and set over on them saw horses, and I wouldn't have to lift it up off the ground. And then I fixed me on the wagon shell, went and rolled my wagon. I was fixing my place up there, I'd wind up my rope and pull up my bed over the wagon and face them so I wouldn't have to lift it, because sometimes it was heavy to lift and nobody to help me, and it had to go down on the wagon just right or it wouldn't fit.
What did you have, what you call this thing, that's not a sawhorse?
Yeah, that's a saw, no, that's a saw rack to saw wood. You lay a pole of wood in there and saw it with one of these pupwood saws. Made me one a few years ago. I cut lots of wood there when I had that pony and wagon I told you about after I got shed a mule. I'd go in the woods and cut me a lot of poles down, and I'd go out there with the pony and snake them all up in the pine, wrap me a chain around them, and then throw them up on the wagon with her, put them on the wagon, so you can bring them up here and throw them in a rack like that and saw them up wood. And we had one time we had a little heater in here that we poked the piping up the fireplace there, and it cut the wood little blocks like that, and it didn't take so much. Keep that little heater going, and that green wood putting there, just like coal. You know. We kept it, we bought it and put it in the kitchen. We didn't have, after we took the cook stove out of there, had an electric stove. I didn't have no heat down there, and so we bought that little heater and put it into the flue where we had the wood stove to cook on, and it worked mighty good there. But after we got electricity and got those gas stoves and got us a gas tank out there, we got shed of all that.
You used to use axes a lot. Could you tell me how you sharpen the axe?
Yeah, we had an old-timey grindstone. Boy took it off not long ago. It was a keepsake. Had it up down his hearth. I know that big old wheel made sort of like a wagon wheel, though not near as large. And you put an axle through there and a crank to it and turn it over. And I cut me an old stump out there and cut me a block out of it, and I cut me a hole in there that just fit that and put the wheel in that hole, you see, where you turn it and had water in that hole in a block of wood and turn it with a crank. Of course, some of the boys that wired out turned for them while I held it on and ground it, and I grind it with that. When I finally got to buying files and filing axes and keeping it sharp, cheaper than you could do all that grind, because it took a long time to grind one down. I made lots of cross ties after I moved here and had a big old broad axe that made ties with, and I had to keep it ground the whole time.
What did your wife use to sharpen the knives in the kitchen?
She had a whetstone in the kitchen there, you see. It made out a piece of this old this old grindstone stuff, you see. Same thing that you went on. Well, she likes a brick bat. Just get it, rub it on a brick bat a while, and that'll sharpen it, you see. Make a rough edge on it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make any mallets? Anything called a mallet out of wood?
Yeah. Furrow and a mallet is what you made the board with. You had to have a furrow and you had to have a mallet to knock that furrow with, you see. And I moved back, as I told you this morning, moved back on my daddy's old place over there with a younger brother and girls. I had a few big old heart pines. And my daddy made the shingles that went on Antioch Church the year before he died. And I was an 8-year-old boy and I learned how to saw him make them. So when I moved back over there, I said, well,